Terms of use.
The hour, Friday morning, Doug Steffens Good Day program. It's the 11th of March, and Roberta, oh wait, why did I start with Roberta? Roberta's not here.
wishful thinking, Dougie, you're stuck with us.
Yes. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and you, this massive quake, the tsunami, 8.9 on the Richter scale. Everybody will be talking about this today. How, if you've seen some of the stills and some of the video, the news media, as usual, plays one piece for a minute and 40 seconds and repeats it 87 million times. But the essence of the story isn't that. The essence of the story is this is the second earthquake in as many weeks over in Japan. There was one at 7.0 apparently a little while ago, and that, as people would speculate, excuse me, is the way this stuff starts, builds up to a big one, then it falls off for as many as four or five other less serious quakes. Now, this is the natural evolution of the Earth, by the way. We have talked a lot lately about how over the 5-6 billion year history of this planet, things have changed dramatically. How do you think what was once on the equator is now the North Atlantic? And how do you think Morocco, which was in essence part of what we now know as New York and Manhattan, is now 3,400 miles away from Manhattan? How do you think, if you've ever looked at, National Geographic has some great pictures of what the Earth used to look like and how over the years, over the millennia, over the centuries and the hundreds and millions of years, the Earth has changed. It's the plates on top of the Earth that change and move around, subject to all kinds of vagaries, whether it's the weather or, you know, who knows what it is, but it is a natural, this is not something that's man-made. It isn't happening because we're drilling holes in the surface of the planet. It happens because of the
plate tectonics. They're moving around.
The amazing thing is that Japan is nothing but a volcano anyway.
Oh, yeah, exactly, like Hawaii is.
Right.
So in 2 hours from now,
three days ago, the volcano lost its crater, one of its massive craters in Hawaii, and erupted.
Yeah.
Now, this is all connected.
All is connected. This is a normal, natural phenom, and human beings have to learn how to deal with it. The North Ridge earthquake. I remember being in the I was not on this coast, but I remember being on the air and in the middle of the discussion about what was going on. And pretty much it was jaw-dropping stuff, and it was only a 6.4.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was just telling Rich, you know, living through Northridge, I can't imagine an 8.9, and I don't want to imagine, by the way.
Well, and by the way, as I understand it, we're trying to get a hold of somebody at the West Coast or the Alaska Tsunami Warning Center. Where are we with that, Richie? Do you know what's going on?
I have a couple of updates while they're working on that.
Yeah, go ahead.
So the tsunami in Hawaii is expected, if it arrives, it will arrive about 2:59 West Coast time, or I'm sorry, 2:59 Hawaii time, which is 4:59 Pacific time. If it comes to California, it'll hit between the 8 and 9 o'clock hour West Coast time.
Well, and there doesn't seem to be much discussion about whether what it is
right.
Whether it'll be a foot or whether it'll be
They're
5
saying
feet.
Waves are going to be 1 meter high.
Yeah. Let's meet Cindy Preller, who is with the West Coast and Alaska Tsunami Warning Center. Cindy, I can imagine you're having lots of conversations. What do you know about, first of all, if we're talking about the West Coast and Alaska, rather than talking about Japan, good morning again. Jennifer is just going through some of the times. Hawaii, do you watch Hawaii? What do you think is going to happen in Hawaii in the next couple of hours?
Oh, what I am expecting is that the Hawaiian Civil Defense has done a marvelous job at evacuating their coastal dwellings, and we will definitely see some significant water there up to 2 meters.
What does that mean? 2 meters?
Up to 2 meters. 2 meters there,
which would be about, what, 3 feet?
6 feet.
6 feet.
6 feet, okay. So a 6 foot wave, if you were in, if you remember Waikiki, if you've been over there, any of these beaches, What does that do? It floods the first floor of these hotels that are on the beach?
Yeah, sure, it could. And we could certainly see higher than that as well there. We're just not certain at the moment. But, you know, it's not... A tsunami doesn't arrive like the tall Hawaiian curl that people expect
it
does.
Hawaii 5-0, yeah.
Right. It comes in like a super fast flood, or it can look like a bore tide. And, you know, sometimes you can hardly see it at all, and it just brings crazy currents with it because it's truly just a translation of the earthquake energy. It's not like wind.
So the energy from the earthquake, there were some people who were trying, I heard some, and I don't know whether this is foolish or not, there were some in the last couple of hours I heard talking on the radio who were likening what the water was like around Japan or around this earthquake to, if you can visualize, this is the easiest way for people to visualize this stuff, the wave in the Poseidon Adventure that rolled over the ship. Was it that?
Well, I imagine it was that scary, probably.
Yeah.
It probably wasn't tall like that.
I'm watching some video of it now, and it's just like this slow-moving,
right,
6-foot wave that it doesn't look like. She's right; it doesn't look like a curl. It's just higher than
swell.
The water it's taking.
Right.
Yeah,
it's a big swell,
basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, it's similar to what's known as a bore tide, or you know, where it's a really frothy front to it, and. You know, the thing is when they come inland, they just keep coming and coming and coming, and people just aren't prepared for that.
When you say that, you're talking about earthquakes, or you're talking about the water?
The water.
The water.
The water.
Now,
so
what happens with a lot of people will take this as an opportunity to go surfing or to go looky-looing or something.
Yeah,
to try to
shame
get
on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's absolutely horrible
like
to do that.
Sounds like a good
that,
way to
you know?
Drown.
Ugh. It's a good way to drown, and you know, here is a heads up to surfers in Hawaii that... When there's a tsunami warning issued, all the public utilities actually shut down.
Mm-hmm.
They shut down everything.
Thus,
their pumps and everything.
You can't get to anybody. The phones are all shut down in Hawaii. People have been calling and they
right.
don't get anything but a busy signal because of that. Is that what you're saying? If I'm
well, yeah, it's that. But also, you know, all the public utilities are shut down. That includes sewage, so it's going directly into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were a surfer, I don't think I'd want to get in that.
That's not a surfboard.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about the difference between the warning, the watch. We hear all these when it comes to whatever the weather event. There are different levels or gradients of information that people get, and they wonder what they all mean. Can you help us understand the various?
That's an excellent question, because even though we are part of the weather service, we actually use the terms a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm.
And so I appreciate you asking it. Basically for us, a watch means that there's been an event in the basin. So we have had the entire West Coast and Alaska in a watch already. And that just is a heads up, stay tuned. It's not a call to action.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the next level of warning is an advisory, and that's when we're expecting, about a foot of water, a third of a meter. And what a third of a meter can do is it can generate some just crazy, crazy currents. It's like the rogue wave that rushes in that people don't expect, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it's only a foot tall, it's very, very powerful, very, very dangerous, but it's not enough to evacuate. We just want the beaches cleared.
Right.
And then the next level of warning is the warning itself, and that's when we're expecting near or more than a meter of water, and that's when we expect emergency managers to evacuate areas that have been mapped for tsunami inundation.
All right, so that's what's happening in Hawaii. Let's look at Alaska, where we have listeners, and all along the coast, Washington State, Oregon. What I heard is that there will be 1 to 5 foot waves in about 4 or 5 hours as far south as Santa Barbara. Is that right?
Well, actually, south of Santa Barbara is probably one of our least danger areas.
I'm
right
sorry,
now.
North of Santa Barbara. I meant north.
Correct.
Sorry about that. North of
yep.
Santa Barbara.
So basically from Santa Barbara north all the way up to the Oregon-Washington border, up to the Columbia River, we have that entire area of coastline in a warning right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest of the coastline... excluding Western Alaska, is in an advisory.
Yeah. What does it do to the Bering Strait, those islands that are across to Russia? What happens up there?
Almost nothing.
Nothing.
They're fairly protected, and it's pretty shallow.
So this stuff, it just goes kind of a straight, it'll go east, west, left, or right. It doesn't it doesn't spread out. Is that a fair assumption?
No, they do spread out, but there usually is a perpendicular wave of energy, an energy beam, so to say, and then it does fan out at lesser heights.
We're talking to Cindy Preller, who's from the West Coast and Alaska Tsunami Warning Center. What's your education, just out of curiosity? What's your area of expertise?
I am a geologist, and I have studied physics.
All right, so this is an interesting combination. Let's go to Japan and take what you've learned and help us understand what has happened, what is happening, because there, obviously, 8.9, there's a heck of a lot of damage that has been done. Maybe there's another shock that happens. What happens to Japan? If there's any country in the world that's prepared for this, Japan seems to be, but can you completely prepare?
You know, that's a great question. Japan is probably the most prepared country, really, in the world for tsunamis. They've had so many.
Yeah.
But even still, this shows that, you can't actually be completely and totally prepared. And what we need to learn from this is that vigilance towards coastal community education is really the key. That the residents...
Building houses on... Here I am with a house that's a block off of the Pacific Island, the Pacific coast, the Pacific Ocean, and I'm saying to people, you're silly to build houses or live in houses. It's beautiful and it's wonderful, but don't complain if something like this comes along and tomorrow you don't have a house.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah,
Cindy, is it even crazy? I mean, you think about Japan in the first, all it is a volcano.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that just begging for just tragedy when you build on a place and live on a place like that, or are they spaced out far enough that you could be safe for hundreds of years and not have a problem?
If you look up the earthquake history and the tsunami history in Japan, the island is just covered in dots. Mm-hmm. So they're definitely a super hazard zone. I think it's a very dangerous place to live, but of course so is Seattle.
Yeah,
so,
right. Yeah, yeah. And any of these places. Cindy, may we call on you later on?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Cindy Preller with the West Coast and Alaska Tsunami Warning Center with things that we ought to know and be thinking about as it applies to, obviously, the folks. Many of us know people in Hawaii. Our own Maria Bailey, who's on this program with regularity, is in Hawaii. We're trying to figure out what scoop is with her. It's got to be kind of a scary thing to be there. 19 after the hour on Good Day.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young. And after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, millions of them were melted down during the Depression. So a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-914-1029. That's 1-800-914-1029. 1-800-914-1029.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door, and now he's opening his imaginary door, and the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now, and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
A little shaking, a little rock and roll.
We ain't faking it.
Ooh, easy, baby.
Well,
I don't know if it's easy to have fun with this way. Maybe we won't lose any life. There won't be any life lost on any of the American, the islands of Hawaii or our West Coast, but there certainly is loss of life in Japan. And this thing is one of the things that bothers people most about this is that you cannot predict. I'm looking at the weather forecast for the Northeast. I have to go back to the Northeast next Wednesday. So I'm looking sort of at the long-range forecast and what's going on this weekend. Heavy rain, lots of flooding, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Ohio, New York, the Ohio River again, Ohio, Cincinnati, Columbus, northwestern Ohio, flooding expected there.
Wow, we had bad here last night. Wow,
yeah,
the rain.
3 inches. You had 3 inches of rain last night, Richie, in about 5.5 hours, looks
like. Yeah, it was serious.
And so that's moving up to the along the coast, up to the New York and New England area. And it's this morning, those of you listening on WBNJ in New Jersey, you have a mess to deal with. Getting back and forth to work, it'll take you 2, maybe 3 times as long to do that, unless you're using public transportation that's underground. And even apparently there's a worry about the subways getting flooded out, because it's sort of the same thing that we're talking about with regard to Hawaii. They shut everything down, so the sewer and everything goes out to sea. The water is going to find a place to go. And if it doesn't have any other place to go, and it can find a hole, it's going to go down the subway. When I take the train into New York, you go to Penn Station, and it goes down underneath the land in the buildings. Well, if there was a tsunami, let's say it was an 8-10 foot tsunami or wave, tidal wave come up over there, it'll wash up over. But if you have 3, 4, 5 inches of rain in as many hours, it's going someplace. It's going to go down into that tunnel. So there are all kinds of things. We are so spoiled in our modern world. We don't expect it, or it bothers us when the normal routine is upset. Put yourself in the position of those people who are in Hawaii. Maybe some of you know, maybe have relatives or friends. As I said, my Maria Bailey, who's on this program, is over there now. You can't find anybody in terms of the phone. You can use Facebook. You can use Twitter. You can communicate that way, as long as there's electricity or there's some power in the computer. But shutting everything down, and the thing that is probably more difficult, because Hawaii is going to be dark when the tsunami,
right,
when the wave hits there.
It's nighttime for that.
Yeah, it's the middle of the night.
It's 1:26 in the morning.
Right. So an hour and a half from now, and that thing blows in there, They have pretty good. They're able to measure all this stuff. That's very impressed with this lady, Cindy Preller, and her background as a geologist and a physicist, putting this information together. You can pretty much take to the bank whatever she said. I think she would be extraordinarily credible in this circumstance. So I asked her whether or not the I'm thinking of the Waikiki. I've stayed in three or four different hotels on the beach there and a couple of other islands. And, you know, we all have seen, you know, watched Hawaii Five-O or whatever else, the movies that are made there. Or if you've been fortunate enough to go there, it's one of the most beautiful places on the planet, in my estimation. I've been fortunate to be able to travel around the world a lot. And I think Hawaii is one of my favorite places. I haven't been back there for a couple of years. I wanted to go this year, but Jennifer wouldn't let me.
We're working on it, okay.
The real world, we have so artificially created a reality that isn't reality. This stuff happens. It's how the Earth works. And so when we've got this moon next week, what is the story at DougSteffen.com about the full moon? I think it's on the 19th. Bigger than it has been and closer to the Earth than in 20 years. And all kinds of crazy stuff is going to happen because of that. And it won't just be the werewolf in London who will be out. All kinds of communication stuff will happen that will be kind of screwy. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Skybikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, 27 before the new hour. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, trying to get to Maria Bailey, who is in Hawaii with her daughter on a long weekend trip. Her daughter's birthday. Her daughter wanted to go to Hawaii.
Can you imagine?
Maria's never been.
She's like, I waited my whole life for this.
See, the other day she was like, great. I've waited my whole life to go to Hawaii. It's the only state I've never been to, and now a volcano erupted just because they wanted to go to the volcano park. Couldn't do that.
Yep.
Now she gets there. Tsunami.
All right. Have a good time. 800-510-8255. Here's our quickie quiz. The letters N-O-A-A have to do with the authority that has, as part of it, this West Coast and Alaska Tsunami Warning Center, the weather center itself, the whole geographical and supervisory role as to... I think Woods Hole, matter of fact, is Woods Hole, Massachusetts, where they have the largest exploratory and investigative body trying to understand what goes on in the oceans, that kind of stuff. So my question to you is, what does NOAA stand for? And have you ever heard anything about them before? 800-510-8255. As we continue to talk about the weather in the Northeast, the weather in general, but more specifically, what's happened in Alaska, 8.9, if you're just waking up and you didn't hear the story, 8.9 earthquake.
In Japan, you mean.
In Japan, north of the northern island, the most northern of all the islands, I believe. And interesting, nobody's talking about Russia, but because that point in Japan is only 100 miles or less from Russia, what the heck is going on the... on the west coast of, I think that's southern Siberia, if I'm not mistaken.
Didn't the woman we say had, they're protected because the water is so shallow?
That may be part of it, yeah. Remember I told you in that, it's this very region where my granduncle's submarine, the Wahoo, was sunk and still lays. They found it in the mid-80s. It lays in the water right there in the Straits of Japan between that area and Russia, yeah. And I would wonder how it would affect China as well Richie, because I'm not sure that water is that shallow when you go down further.
Well, I think Japan probably acts as a barrier for China.
Well, but except that the earthquake was north, so if it had some repercussions, it would sort of head south down along that area that is coastal. But it's something we ought to ask her the next time we talk to her.
Here's what I don't understand.
Does the expanse make it bigger, or you would think going out over the whole Pacific that it would dissipate slowly because there isn't any, the initial energy is there, but that's it. The energy, there's no more energy behind it. Yeah, what were you asking?
Here's what I don't understand. And by the way, Maria just texted me. She's on a plane flying to Hawaii at this moment.
Oh,
she's
right
on
now.
The plane.
Okay.
She's on the plane tweeting us. She's flying to Hawaii. So
hold on a second, just a minute. Imagine this, right? You're flying. It is a 5-hour and 40-minute flight from Los Angeles.
Turn around.
And what? Well, hold on a second.
It's got to make you wonder whether the airline just doesn't go.
Well, but where do you fly? Where do you fly? You don't have enough fuel to come back. So where do you go? You're going. You're headed for a dot in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. There are three airports in Hawaii. The one on the mainland. The one in Honolulu,
mm-hmm.
and the one at Kauai. There's three airports. That's it. So in this circumstance, one of the islands, and I can't remember which one it is. I think it's Kona. K-O-N-I, is on the volcano, is higher up. The Honolulu airport, which is on Oahu, isn't it? Isn't that where Honolulu is?
Yeah, Honolulu's on Oahu.
Yeah. That's like, hello. that's sea level.
She says that Hilton is evacuating people into the ballroom.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I just asked her how far along in the flight is she.
How far along is she?
I don't know if she's going to answer me back.
Yeah.
So here's what I don't understand. You have an earthquake in Japan.
Mm.
The earthquake triggers a tsunami. And it's like when you throw a stone into a pond and the ripple goes out.
Yeah.
If the earthquake happens in Japan, wouldn't the ripple go away from Japan? How does a tsunami hit Japan?
Tsunami didn't. It's the earthquake. Tsunami didn't hit Japan at all.
Right. Now
there's no tsunami in Japan.
Look, go to DuckSteffen.com and look at the water that's overcoming Japan, and it's
massive.
Well,
those are probably
the earthquake waves. That's not
the
tsunami itself.
Which tsunami. You always have. Like, when in Los Angeles, when we had our big earthquake, swimming pools would empty out because it wasn't
the
necessarily
force,
the tsunami. It's just the force and the energy of it that are...
Right.
I want
to go back to the psychology of somebody like Maria. I wish we could, this stupid rule of not being able to use your phone. No, I know you can't, but this is another stupid rule.
How can she even text us? It's kind of weird.
She's like not far enough to turn around. It's supposed to hit in 2 hours and last 1 hour, and she lands in about an hour.
Yeah, so she'll be landing.
She'll be at the airport.
About 15 minutes before the...
Wow.
Now, but again, let's do the psychology of this for a second. Psychologically, you're on a plane. The distance between Los Angeles and Hawaii is about 2,600 miles. Depending on which island you go to, 2,600 miles. So it's a 5-hour-plus flight. And they fuel the planes so that they have about an hour and 40 minutes more fuel than they need to get to the destination. So you've gone 4 hours and some odd minutes into the flight, something happens on the island and you can't land there. Hello?
Yeah. And
what
there's
do
no
do?
Place to stop for directions around that
no,
area.
There's no place to stop for anything because there are literally no land masses,
there's
none,
nothing.
Between
that
the
blue,
West Coast to Hawaii.
It's,
none.
It's what, 5-6 hours of just water.
Yeah. Very good, Rich.
When we went to Guam, and it was just like, it seemed like forever.
Yeah. Same thing when you take off from Hawaii and go to Guam. Guam is even a smaller spot in the South Pacific.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit further away. So Hawaii is not even halfway to Guam from the West Coast. It's a little over 6 hours to Guam. What's Maria saying now?
First damn volcano erupts, and now this.
Yeah, that's what she said.
That's all. Hold a good thought. All right. 800-510-8255. The question before us is, what does N-O-A-A mean? And let's see. Do we have, how about we do, we've never talked to anybody in Leonardtown, Maryland, have we? John's there. John.
Yes, absolutely we have.
We have? Where's Leonardtown, Maryland?
Down on the Eastern Shore.
Near Leonardtown.
Yes, Patuxent River, down off the Patuxent Sound, that area.
Right. So what's the weather like where you are first thing this morning, John? What's it like?
It rained all day yesterday. It was about 47 degrees. It's not so bad today. Sun's
got any flooding?
Out.
You're worried about any flooding there, or are you okay?
Not where I'm at, but there is all over this area, yeah.
Yeah.
Doug, remember where Ellen's Chesapeake House used to be?
Yep.
It's down that way.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right, got it. All right, so what does NOAA stand for, John?
National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
That is correct. What do you know about what they do, and what are you about?
When I was growing up, I was a military brat. My dad was in the Navy, and we always followed hurricanes and tsunami, earthquakes. It was just something I was interested in when I was little. And then I've lived most of my life in Asia, so when the whole Thailand deal went in, I got more interested into it.
Yeah.
But one analogy I've heard used, because I heard you talk about the ripple effect on the wave.
Yeah.
It's not like that. It's like when you get out of a bathtub. And the reason there's a tsunami in Japan, and there actually is tsunamis in Japan, because when the ocean floor separates, it lifts. It's just like you getting out of the bathtub and the wave coming up. So the earthquake actually was in the ocean floor off of Japan. So there was a tsunami in Japan in the little bit south of where Tokyo was. But it's that, you know, when you get out of the tub, you go, good Lord, why is all this water splashing everywhere, right? Well, that's how a tsunami works, is the displacement of the ocean floor.
And the bigger your butt, the more the splash, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So this large.
So an 8.9 butt.
Well, no, it's not even actually the size of the earthquake. It's how much the ocean floor displaces. Because there's been huge earthquakes that didn't really generate much of a tsunami.
Right, the movement.
But obviously this one, it was a crack in the ocean floor that displaced. And the one that had Thailand, it actually moved the ocean floor like 18 feet higher than it was.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the plate thing. That's we're all subject to that. We're subject to the fact that we live on land, and the land is going to be affected by these shifts in the plate, which is a normal occurrence in the history of the planet. It's happened certainly drastically over many millions of years, many times. So we just have to – we now live in an age where there's communication. Human beings get worried about these sorts of things as well, I guess they should. And so the natural stuff, we all worry about whether or not we're going to go to war and use nuclear weapons against one another. All of this stuff, I think I heard something this morning on the way in. This earthquake was 100,000 times more powerful than the bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Something phenomenal like that. Imagine the energy behind it. And the energy, I mean, think about it this way. If there's enough energy, not that it doesn't make sense to create a tsunami or a swell around Japan, but for it to push the waves as fast and as far. I think this event occurred last night about 8 o'clock West Coast time, didn't it? 8, 9 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken?
I think so.
Well, here, let's go to the source. We have Eric Wilhelm from AccuWeather online.
Oh, right. Cool.
Yep. Eric, thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good morning.
Morning to you. All right, so let's talk a little bit about what you know from your perspective. We've had folks on from the West Coast and Alaska Tsunami Warning Center. Just in terms of the meteorological effect from Alaska, the West Coast, Portland down to Santa Barbara, how do you see the effect of this wave, this tsunami?
Well, you know, waves, tsunamis, earthquakes don't really have much of an impact on the weather per se. It really won't have an impact on precipitation or cloud cover or anything like that. And, well, you know, things we're kind of in a holding pattern right now as we get towards mid-morning Eastern and all about daybreak on the West Coast. We'll probably start to know a lot more as to what transpires in the Hawaiian Islands and up towards Alaska. We're still at least a couple of hours away, though, from the potential tsunami hitting those locations.
So, but naturally, people, as you just correctly explained, this isn't a weather event, but yet the weather guys on television and the weather guys on the radio are the ones who are telling this story.
Well, exactly. And a lot of times meteorologists, such as myself, do have to kind of serve as the all-around science person because, you know, science, we're in a scientific field, and we do have to have some perspective and knowledge on other aspects of the Earth's the science around the Earth, and that includes astronomy, and it includes earthquakes, of course.
Well, the impact of the water, the rain that we get is obviously it's the recirculation of water comes out of the oceans and rivers and lakes and that sort of thing. So if it were raining on the West Coast when this happened, would it have any effect at all on this, or is it just okay? It doesn't make any difference whether the sun's out or whether it's raining.
Well, you know, these tsunamis, earthquakes, and then possible tsunamis pack such a punch and have so much enormous energy, as you were just discussing, that the weather, whether it be raining or sunny, just it isn't strong enough. Any kind of precipitation isn't strong enough to have any real impact at all. These things are like a runaway train, and nothing is going to get in their way.
One more quick question. The super moon next week, how will that affect the weather?
There might be some effects on local tides throughout not only the North American continent, but throughout the Earth. This is a fairly rare phenomenon, but it does happen every 10 to 20 years, and there can be some tidal effects, but the effects on actual weather, clouds, precipitation, minimal, if any.
All right. Eric Wilhelm from AccuWeather, thanks for being here with us on Good Day. We'll continue to see if we can get to squeeze in Dr. Ken here in a moment on Good Day.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free. Plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels. HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Are you willing to pay more for life insurance than you should? Well, did you know some prices on term life insurance have fallen to their lowest rates ever? Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. So let's say you're 40 years old and married. We could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-916-9598. Since 1995, we've helped over 1 million people save money on their term life insurance. Don't you want to know how much we can save you? It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%. And the call is absolutely free. Call 1-800-916-9598. That's 1-800-916-9598.
800-510-8255. Al's in Oregon. You follow Noah, or what do you keep track of, Al? It sounds like you got a hobby that's interesting.
Yes, I do. One thing that NOAA does that a lot of people are not aware of is they also track space weather. And we are right now in the middle of a storm.
What kind of a storm?
A solar storm. 24 hours ago, we had an X-class flare. Fortunately, it was not aimed at planet Earth. And I have a website.
Why don't you explain to people? That sounds like I'm not George Norrie, but it's all right. What is an X-class flare? What is that?
An X-class, they go through the alphabet. M-class is sort of a medium-class flare, and X-class is a major flare.
Yeah. It's, what is their effect?
And if it were pointed at the Earth, what would it have done?
Oh, at the least, it would have interfered with electronic transmissions.
Satellite delivery.
Satellite,
our program,
that kind of stuff, And
we cell phones.
Exactly.
And at the most, we'd all have a good tan.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. Those days I go out and I wear an overcoat.
So what is there about this that intrigues you? Why do you follow all this?
Well, a couple of years ago, back in the last solar maximum, before the last 3 or 4 years where we've been in a solar minimum, they actually had to increase their scale from 8 to 9 because they had activities that required that they increase their scale. And You can also go to this site, and you can basically see a series of
representations. What's the site? We only have a second or two. What's the site?
The site is www.n3kl.org.
All right, Richie, hold on a second. Richie, get it from me. We'll put it on our website. 51 after. Won't you come?
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
By state.
Technology now in our focus at 53 past the hour. Better living with Doug. And other than the iPad 2 being released today, how many of those will they sell, Richie? How many of the iPad 1 have they sold?
Well, on the first day of the iPad 1 being released, I think they sold 300,000 and have sold, like, millions since then.
Right.
So they will sell a few hundred thousand of these today. You could order them as of 3 hours ago online and have them shipped to you.
Yeah.
Or, if you're going to do like I am, you can show up at the store at 5 o'clock, and they are closing all stores between 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern to stock the shelves.
Why don't you get a life? Why would you stand in line to get it today?
Because
you get it tomorrow.
What is so important about getting one of these today?
I'll tell you why. It's the geek in me. B, we are leaving for Disney World on Wednesday, and I don't want to take my laptop. But I do need something more substantial than my iPhone, so if I can get one today, I can take it with me. If I don't get one today, they will be out of stock, and I can't get one shipped to me in time.
So that's why I'm going to get a Droid Pad instead. Richie and I have been having this conversation all week about him getting the iPad. He thought he ought to order one of these for me, and I said, you know, I'm going to try the Droid Pad, see what happens.
You go ahead and try it when you come on over to the iPad.
Yeah. If I don't use it, it'll become a prize. That'll be the way we worked through that. Meanwhile, Verizon Wireless has the highest customer satisfaction of any provider, except in only one part of the country. And it's got to be where I live because I think they suck. Alex will explain. He'll tell you where in the world or where in our country customer satisfaction for Verizon is at an all-time low. That's up next here on Good Day.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm.
That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor. Then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Hi, it's Alex Goldfein, the technology tailor, and there's a new online backup service you need to know about. It's called My Media. It'll back up your photos, music, videos, and documents safely and securely to its web servers. You can access your data from any computer or iPhone whenever you want. If you have a lot of information to back up, My Media will send you a USB hard drive they call the shuttle drive. Load your files onto the encrypted drive, send it to My Media, and they'll put all of your files into your account. No long uploads. Go to mimedia.com to try it for free. That's mimedia.com.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
CNET reports on a very interesting call quality survey conducted by J.D. Power and Associates. Verizon Wireless dominates the leaderboard, with 26,000 wireless customers finding it to be the highest-rated call quality company in the Northeast United States, the Southeast, the Southwest, and the West region. It's tied with AT&T in the Mid-Atlantic part of the U.S. The survey looked at seven factors: dropped calls, static, failed call connections, voice distortion, echoes, no immediate voicemail notification, and no immediate text message notification. U.S. Cellular, a regional wireless operator, came in tops in the North Central region, which includes Chicago. In response to the findings, Verizon issued a statement that it invests more than $6 billion annually in its network. Let's see how they do with millions of new Verizon iPhone customers, all streaming Netflix and surfing the web. I'm looking forward to seeing where they rank next year. I'm Alex Goldfein.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the warranty guarantee.
All right, so we were talking yesterday. You may or may not have heard this, the movies that are now available on Facebook. If you've not heard this story, it's a new offering this week. Mark Zuckerberg said he wanted to make everything in the world social. He wants people that use this sort of thing to be able to engage in all sorts of activity on Facebook, like emailing back and forth comments, people watching a movie together and commenting on it on Facebook. This guy wants to rule. Remember when we used to say that about Google?
Yeah.
Google wants to rule the world.
Yep.
And I think Zuckerberg, Facebook's got a better chance of it. What's the book value now of Google?
A lot. Couldn't even tell you. Yeah,
it's like jillions and billions.
Yeah.
So Facebook will kind of creep into that same area, it seems to me. This kid is no dummy. This kid Zuckerberg, he's no dummy. So anyway, I'm interested to watch Facebook right now and see the comments going back and forth about what's happened in Japan and what may be the impact here in America. 59 past the hour on Good Day.